everyone, and welcome to my show, You're in the Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I will be your host for the next 2 hours. Count them, 2 hours. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. You're listening to BBS Radio. I have a guest on today at 2 p.m. I'll introduce him and talk about that as we go along. But the show is going to be a little serious today. It's going to be about organ donation. It'll be interesting and try to raise a little awareness on organ donation. Toll-free numbers. I'm going to be doing free, nonstop psychic readings for the calling audience. Get your pencil ready. The numbers are all over the website, all over my website. Information about my guest is at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. Go there and bookmark it. Every guest I ever have will always have a promotional page there, and it's so stop in and check that out. Okay, toll-free USA, 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada. Now, I was told the last couple of shows Canada wasn't working. I'm not sure, but I'll give you the number. Try it. If you're not getting through, it may still be down. I'm not sure. So toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. Give it a shot. If it don't work, I always have direct if you have a plan. 1-530-876-3222. Maybe that'll help the folks in Canada if you can't get through. Okay, everybody, I believe I have a call, so I'm going to do what I do best, and that's psychic readings, and I talk nonstop, so that comes in handy for radio. So I'll go to the caller, and...
Hello?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, it's Michelle from North Carolina.
Michelle, welcome.
Hey.
Okay, are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
I'm on the cell phone.
Okay, maybe you can speak up just a little bit more. How do I sound?
Can you hear me better now?
I can get by. I can get by, Michelle. I'm connected to you, so I can give you a reading without too much to do.
Okay.
All right, okay. As long as I sound well. How do I sound?
You sound clear, very clear.
Clear as a bell?
You're right.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you. That's what you want, so let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going right to the home. I'm getting a cloud of loves and hugs and coziness settling over my home, so this is a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yep, and I feel like it might involve or create a journey of some kind, a weekend away or the need to get away, I'm hearing, so keep this in mind. You know how I read and how to use it, so... Or I feel like there will be a journey and might involve children. And it makes a difference. It makes a difference in my life. It turns things around for me. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, we've been talking about going to the beach and all, so, but we haven't decided for sure.
Okay. All right, do that because I feel like it's needed or it's going to help something.
Oh, it's needed, very needed. Everybody wants to go.
That's how I'm feeling, and it would be some healing there, and it would make a difference, and I feel like it would help something. I don't communication or energy or strength, but go. And I'm doing it for the kids. Michelle, you always have kid stuff around you. I can never tell if there's a new baby coming or you just hang out with a lot of kids.
Well, I do hang out with a lot of kids. The kids were on that TV show yesterday, Clogging.
I know. With the dance school.
I don't know about a baby.
All right, well, keep your eyes.
The last time, but we just,
Okay. Well, just keep your eyes open. There might be one out there somewhere. I'm feeling family, so it could be a nephew or a cousin or something. So keep your eyes open for that.
Okay.
Let me see. And I'm feeling like something's needed, and I'm going to be able to get the money for it. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I'm relaying it to you.
Yeah, there's always things needed.
Okay, this might be something special, or I might, this could be, 3 weeks down the road, so it might be, I just need money for something, and all of a sudden, I get it. At first, I might have not had it, and I wind up getting it, so.
Okay.
All right, and also we're relocating or something or someone. I don't know if somebody's moving or going away, or I feel like it'll be a good thing, so.
Well, we're talking about selling our house, but
okay.
I don't know. We haven't put it up for sale yet, but we're just talking about it.
Okay. You may see more activity with that.
Okay.
Okay, and were you going to go somewhere, like, I mean, out of town?
Not far, but we just wanted to move in a different location from the town we're in. Not no certain area, just, you know, maybe a little more land, possibly.
Yeah, that's what I'm being shown.
I'm interested in the lake area, and I just like water.
Yeah, I'm being shown that. Believe it or not, I'm being shown a woman in a boat. So,
cool.
So there goes your water connection. See how the spirit guides work with pictures?
Yep.
You were just saying you had to be by the water, and they were showing me a picture of a lady in a boat. So.
Well, that's actually what I've been thinking about. So.
Yeah, and I'm being shown that. And so there's definitely going to be a water connection with you. And that's also going to be a reality, too, and it's going to be helping the family.
Okay.
And it's needed. So focus on that. And hold it in your heart. And it also helps financially, believe it or not. In the long run, it becomes a financial blessing in a way.
Well, that's the one reason we want to do it, is looking for something more we can afford that we want.
Yeah.
I mean, we can afford this as far as paying the payments and all, but we don't want to struggle. We want to have an enjoyable life.
Yeah. I'm hearing it plain as day. The change and the relocation would be a turning point. A turning point for the better, financially and emotionally. And I'm getting some visitors coming to you, Michelle, so be open to unexpected company or this type of thing. I feel like it's a chain reaction, like the connection's made, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, it could be old friends or relatives, but a connection of some kind, and then them coming closer into your life, maybe visiting you or something like that, so...
Okay.
Did I touch on what was on your mind, or?
Well, some of it. I've got a court case that I still got to do. That I took some papers out on some people, and I just wondered what you see on that coming up on the 16th.
What was the beginning of that question?
I have some papers I took out on some people that caused some trouble, and I was just wondering if you pick up anything on the court or anything.
Okay. I'm feeling that after the hearing must be soon or coming up, right?
It's the 16th.
Okay, because I was going to say by the middle of August, so between now and the middle of August anyway. But I know it's soon. I feel like after that hearing, situations made better, I'm hearing.
Okay.
There's a release from torment or aggravation and worries. I feel things are better after this hearing. I hope that helps you.
Well, there was three of them, and two of them's already trying to apologize to me.
Yeah,
you're
validating a reading as I'm getting it almost. I was seeing the number three, and you just said there was three.
Okay.
I feel like after this hearing, you're released. I keep hearing you're released, so, and I feel positive with it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, it will be a release just to be over, with it being over with. I just hope they leave me alone, you know, basically everything. Leave my quarters alone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm practicing speed reading, and they're working with me, and I focused on that question, all I heard was released.
Okay.
Released.
All right,
I appreciate that. And that's, what more can you say?
Yeah, that's what I need is relief.
Right. and then you start to move on and it leads to different things. Issues with property and thoughts with moving and relocating and creating. And I'm also getting an increase with using my talent. And I'm also expanding. It seems like my talent can keep being added to in different ways, arts and crafts and ideas.
That's what I want to do.
I
want to do.
So explore that with yourself.
The girls did a really good job on TV yesterday, and I thought of a lot of things that we could do.
I'm hearing that continue expansion with your talent. You just keep adding to it, arts and crafts and lessons and all different types of things. So keep that in mind and focus on that, because I feel like he's going to cash in on all of this stuff, especially mixed in with a relocating. So,
okay.
All right?
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Mike.
Okay, and good luck with your hearing. I hope everything goes okay.
I hope so, too.
I got some numbers, 3, 6, and 9. Wow.
3, 6, and 9.
Yeah.
Okay, I know what 9 is already. That's my dad's birthday, and he passed away.
Good, and he's sending his love to you. That's
okay.
How they talk, numbers, pictures, and symbols, and feelings, with
okay.
me anyway. So, anyway, Michelle, take care and thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I sure will. Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Tell your friends about me. Never stop telling your friends about Michael Goger. The less I have to tell, the more readings I can do. That's my motto. You want me to do readings, so... Anyway, if you're just joining, I am Michael Goger. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm here every Sunday at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love doing it. I'm good at doing it. I'm going to keep on doing it. So tune in, listen up, tell your friends about me. Caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Christine from Indiana.
Cookie from Indiana.
Christine.
Christy.
Yeah.
Christine.
Yes.
Great. Welcome to the show, Christine.
Thank you.
You're familiar with my readings?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'll just jump into your reading then. Okay. I'm concerned and going to, well, not concerned, but I'm being pulled to business, finances, work, creative process. There's going to be more of that, an increase in that, and success with that. Especially with finances, I'm feeling good. Christine, if you've been worried about or wanted me to go there, they're right on target. Hang on for a second. Expansion, too. It's if you're wondering how you're going to be financially and or anything with business or negotiating or paperwork, it's going to be okay and it's going to expand and it's going to move forward, I'm hearing to tell you.
Okay.
And I'm broadening my experiences. I feel like you're really on the verge of getting into things that are going to keep you busy, keep you inspired, and keep you active, and keep you happy. So that's a good thing.
That's cool.
And I feel like it's going to come from within you, from your intuitive, creative self. So focus on that. And I also feel like other people are going to play a role in this. They're going to draw closer to you and to inspire you. So pay attention to the people around you.
Okay.
Okay, and there's a touch of travel possibly. I don't know if you're going somewhere between now and the end of August, but I feel like you might, and you're going to meet some people and make some connections there too.
Yeah, I don't think it's in August, but I think it's sometime in September. I might be going down to a town called Columbus, Indiana, and visit some people that went to the blind school.
Good. And when were you going to do that?
I think it's around the weekend of September 15th or 16th.
Okay. Because I'm picking up on it, and it's going to be great for you. It's going to be friendships, renewed friendships, and I'm hearing this type of thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to make a difference in your life. And also, are you in a relationship?
No, I did have a boyfriend, but he broke up with me because he's still dealing with his past love life. I found out recently that he was going to marry, but a drunk driver ran into his fiance and killed her.
Okay. So you had someone and he left and went back with his ex?
No. He's still single now, but I'm guessing about 8 to 10 years ago, he had a fiance, but a drunk driver hit her while she was driving and killed her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a long time ago, too, so
yeah.
Let's focus on the here and now in the next 30 days. How's that?
Okay.
That's what we want to worry about. So you're not in a relationship now, right?
No.
Okay, I feel like there's somebody going to be coming to you soon, so pay attention. There's somebody flirting with you, or and it may be with your travels and your visits, so you got that to look forward to.
Okay.
Okay, so like I said, if you go anywhere, or you travel anywhere, or you meet new people, kind of like, you know, keep your eyes open. Somebody might be winking at you.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing be bold as far as work or money or education goes. If you want to go for something, you got a horse desire or a dream, go for it and explore it and become part of it. And I keep getting ideas in my head that I want to do, some things I want to do. I don't know if it's open a business or go somewhere or try something, but I feel like I may try that, and I want to, and it's going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm also getting something with business and education with you, so I don't know if you think about opening a business or you're learning something or training, but you're going to see some of this too, I believe.
All right.
Okay, so, and wherever you go and whatever you get into, always stay flexible. That seems to work with your system to complement you the most. So if you notice sometimes you get into things and they don't work out, maybe it was too restrictive for you. So flexibility is very important with you as far as your life and lifestyle and what you do.
Okay.
Spirit wants you to know that. And I keep hearing combine spirit with imagination and any arts. I don't know if I feel like you're into it. It's got talent for music or drawing or writing, but if there's some art stuff in you, kind of mix it with spirit and explore it a little bit. There's something there for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I don't know if I answered your question. Was there anything else you were hoping to hear about? Or?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. I hope I helped you then.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Tell your friends about us, and thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I got some numbers for you. I got a 1, an 8, and a 7.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
All righty, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a reading, you know the number. It's all over the place, all over my website, www.michaelgogert.com. Bookmark my website. We're doing a lot of upgrades there, a lot of changes. My webmaster and producer, Shailene Bassett, I don't know where I'd be without you, Shay. I hope you're listening. You better be listening. But I don't know where I'd be without you. She arranges everything for me, my guest, and does the graphics and puts the info together. And Shay, you're the best. I'd be lost without you. Thank you. www.michaelgogert.com. Hi, caller.
Nancy.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Can you hear me okay?
Yep, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. I just want to check my phone. I don't know. Maybe it's my phone. Let me... Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
How is that? Can you hear me okay now?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Okay, I'll go with that then. The volume was... Okay, are you on a cell phone or a cordless?
I am on a cell phone, yes.
Cell phone, okay. I think it might be the cordless and the cell phones that do this to me, but I'm not sure, and I will keep on trying to make it better. I apologize for any inconvenience, or if I get your name wrong, or I got to ask you something twice.
That's okay.
Okay, and welcome to the show. Your name was?
Nancy.
Nancy. And where were you calling from, Nancy?
Michigan.
Michigan?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. Boy, a lot of judgments. I feel like I got to make decisions. I'm hearing decisions, decisions, decisions. And there might be a twist of legal stuff. You got anything in the courts going on, or settlements, or negotiations, or something like this going on with you?
Settlements.
Settlements, okay, because I'm hearing judgments are about to be made, and settlements are about to be made. And I feel good about it. Everybody says to me, every time, everything is positive with you. Everybody want to hear something negative once in a while, and I says, I don't look for negative things. I ask to be shown only things that would help inspire or heal whoever I'm reading or entertain whoever I'm reading. And so that explains why everything I say is positive. And they're showing me some negotiations, some court stuff, some decisions being made and settlements. I feel like it's in your favor and it'll go well. I'm being strong with this between now and, say, the end of August.
Actually, that's true. I've got a garnishment for an old car that's going to be settled in August.
Okay. And something may come up 2 weeks from now, too, between then and now. So it may be something else, and then you'll remember me saying this, and you'll say, oh, maybe this is what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I do feel like it's going to be okay for you and go the way, basically, it's manageable and what's good for you. And then I'm going to, you got some clairvoyance going on here. I don't know if you're a dreamer or you just feel things or you're very intuitive, but I feel like there's a little bit of extra there for you, and whether or not you know it or not. So kind of, if you feel like you're being pulled to spiritual matters or metaphysical matters, that would explain it. And if you don't feel it or know it, kind of pay attention to you, at least your dreams anyway. Some answers are going to be given to you that way. I'm evaluating, too. I'm evaluating things. I'm checking things out and evaluating. And I'm also getting upgrades and promotions, too, and rewards. I feel like things are going my way in the work world, too. I'm doing the best I can, and it's working well, really. I keep feeling doing my duty and my conscience is clear. I don't know what this means. I'm just relaying it to you, unless in case it's a message for you from spirit. I just feel like I'm doing the best I can, and I shouldn't feel guilty, or if anything does happen, I shouldn't feel guilty. I did the best I can and was good at it and did my duty. And I feel things ending and beginning. A lot of you're in a cycle and a stage where you're going to start noticing things ending and beginning. It could be friendships or occupation, or it can go anywhere. So this is a cycle where that could happen, or it'll be a part of it anyway. And I keep also other things ending too, projects, things that I'm working on, completing and ending, so and with satisfaction. And then I move on to something else. I'm also feeling rejuvenated. This is a cycle with rejuvenation and inspiration. That's a good thing too for you. I feel like I'm being released from some type of, I don't want to say burden, but a responsibility maybe, or something that kind of was like a drag or got in the way or weighed me down. Or I feel like I'm being released from it. It's made better or it changes somehow. So.
Yeah, you're actually right. I've had a lot of my hours have cut in work just because of the time of the year, and it should be ending. And with the garnishment ending, I feel some relief in that,
yeah.
And then it's just really hard to take care of the responsibilities in my own home right now,
right.
So I'm ready for that to end.
Good. And you're going to see more of this as time goes on, at least up until the end of August, and it's good for you. It's like a cleaning house, kind of, and restructuring and organizing. You're going to see some of this, too. Favorable judgments in many different areas. So if you're looking for a loan or asking for a job, or I feel like there might have been a separation or something in the background. I don't know if it was a relationship or a friendship or ended, maybe a chain somehow. Does this make sense, or is it ringing a bell?
I've had a lot of issues with my family that's kind of burdened me just a little bit,
yeah.
But we've been able to work through those. So.
What about relationships, men? And?
I'm in a current relationship that I've been in for 3 years. We're struggling a little bit right now. I've been a little distant with all the things weighing me down.
Okay. Let's see. I'm hearing with the relationship, it's what it is. Let it continue that way for a while. Let it feel it. It just seems like it needs a little more time, or a secret to it is not to be in a rush or a push or force. So keep that in mind with your relationship. And I don't feel like this is a time to rush into anything either. You might, if you have to come make a decision, see if you can sleep on it, or even wait until the middle of August before you make a decision. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm also getting testing or passing. Are you in school or thinking about it? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about taking some online classes to finish my paralegal degree.
Okay, because I'm hearing this education. Go for it. It'll be you'll pass it. You'll have it'll be good for you, and it'll go the way you think it will. And I'm hearing passing, so don't be afraid. If you think jump onto it, go ahead. And I'm hearing and I'm getting studying. I feel like I'm studying and I'm learning, and it's a good thing. It feels good with me, so it's going to make you feel younger or inspire you. More energy, I'm hearing. So do it. I feel like it'll be good for you anyway. I think that's about it. I got some numbers for you. I got a 20 and a 1 and an 8.
Oh, my birthday was July 1st.
Oh, okay. Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. Did I give you a number that was going with your birthday?
Yeah, July 1st, 1.
You sure? Yeah, okay, you're right, I did. All right, I'm sorry. Okay, good. All right, did I help you any? Did I answer your question?
I think you basically did. I was just worried right now if I'm going to get out of this cycle of, the bills dragging me down with the cut in hours. I was just looking for some kind of relief, light out of the tunnel,
Yeah, no, you're in a fallback, regroup, move forward cycle. Use this to restructure and to rejuvenate and to get your head together, kind of. Because I feel like you're going to be okay and things are going to go your way. It's just like this, it's like a layover. It's letting some stuff end for you so that the new stuff can begin. This is the kind of wave you're in. And you're in it now. So you're going to, between now and, say, the middle of August, you're going to see things get a little more stronger, more interesting, leaning in your direction, things going better for you, and the other stuff that I told you. Okay?
One more question. My mother, we're thinking that she might... do you have anything about maybe her possibly moving?
Whether or not your mom will move?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick, off the top of my head, I'm just posing this to them. Wow. Good chance of it. Really is a good chance of it. Hang on for a second. I'm just letting stuff focus in on it, on the question that I'm posing. There's just a faint touch of relocating with Mom, but I feel like it's heavily connected to money with her again. The money thing. I don't know if it's because of money or she has to wait for the money to get better.
Money to get better. Exactly.
Waiting for the money, that's what I thought. And I feel like to let her know, I'm hearing to say it will, but you've got to put some time into it. So I don't think it's going to be right away, but I do see if her funds improved or in the area where she was going, she was promised more money. Those two conditions would have to exist before it would happen. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will, thanks.
You're in the thoughts, Michael Goger.
All right, thank you.
Okay, put it in the newspaper. If you got one, put it in the newspaper. If you have friends with a newspaper, put it in the newspaper. Okay, folks, if you want to call, I'll get the number one more time for you. Toll-free USA. Caller, hang on a second. I'll just get the numbers out, and you can listen to me talk if you're there.
Okay.
Okay, toll-free USA. 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if there's a problem there, it may be down. I'm not sure. Just try it. The Canadians. And there's a direct line. If you have a plan, give me a ring on the direct line. 530-876-3222. Okay, caller, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, what's your first name?
Janine.
Yes. Okay, what part of the world, Janine?
Wichita, Kansas. Yeah.
Good. I love the internet.
Yeah.
You can't beat it. You can go from China to Kansas over in a wink of an eye. I think I read a poem written by Mother Shipton at one time. It was she was a seer that lived a long time ago. I think she wrote a poem about thoughts and ideas traveling around the globe in the wink of an eye, twinkle of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
True.
Okay. I just hope we can heal ourselves with the ability instead of destroy ourselves. All right. I'm all business and money. I don't know if it's work or money thing, Janine, but this is what they're pushing on me, so I'm going to have to go there for now anyway.
Okay.
I'm being told to stay put. There's a message here. Stay put. Hang on to what I have. I don't know what it means. It might go to a dilemma you have going on. I'm just repeating what I'm hearing. Hang on to what you got. Just wait. Don't change anything, really. I'm leaning towards money and work, possibly, so keep that in mind. Wait, it's like temporary, too. It's, I would say, like middle, end of August, that maybe you can change things and move forward, or it will. Right now, the best thing is to stay put if you can. But if not, it's no real big deal. It's, I mean, things are going to happen anyway, but if you can.
Okay.
Keep things the way it is. Let me see, because I'm hearing temporarily secure, so, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. I can't get nothing else but work stuff and money stuff, so let me just go with that. And then I'm hearing a change right after the temporary hold is lifted. Good things happen. It's a new job or a promotion or an increase or a raise. It's just like I got to wait, and then all of a sudden, boom, I get something good. And I feel like it's either, I don't know if you're looking for a job, a change in jobs.
Kind of, yeah.
Or a promotion or a raise, but whatever it is, I feel like it's an upgrade, and it's good. And
I just got a raise the end of May.
Good. I'm hearing raise and praise. I feel like you're doing okay, so I'm not really panicking, but I do feel like I may change jobs. There's a hint of this, so.
Yeah, I've been kind of looking.
Yeah, I'm feeling something being offered, and it possibly getting you to do it would be it being more than what you're getting now, so. And I think the reason they're saying don't change anything now or wait a little while is I think that was their way of saying that it's coming, so just hang on.
Okay.
And almost like they knew you were looking and thinking, so.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's going to happen. And right now it's just not happening, but it will, and it's going to be soon, right around the corner. I wouldn't doubt if it was by the end of August, middle of August.
I have an offer for a temp to hire job, but I don't, you know, just...
Oh.
I don't know that I want to do that right now. I mean, it is a little more money than what I'm making now, but...
But it's temporary.
It's, yeah, and I don't know. There's it's temp to hire. So there's no guarantee, you know, that they'll keep me on. And I have insurance where I'm at now.
Okay. Well, let's examine your reading.
Okay.
Let's pick me apart here and dissect me. I, the first thing I said to you was it's all work and business.
Uh-huh.
Third thing I said was that I heard the word temporary.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard try not to change anything or do anything maybe for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I think that's amazing.
Okay.
And I'm not one to do an absolute or a definite, hey, don't do that. I'm warning you, don't do it.
Yeah.
don't do that. I only tell you what I'm hearing, and you need to just rotate it around your consciousness.
Okay.
Because part of my preparation is, I say to Spirit, let me and my caller hear and feel what needs to be heard and felt. So some things I might not understand, and I'm relaying some things you might not. And together we go back and forth, and we wind up. So I would kind of hold sit on that offer maybe, but you use your own judgment. I don't want you yelling at me saying you told me not to do it. You know, I understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I understand.
Because I feel like something better is coming. You feel like that's going to happen, something better coming through?
Well, I don't know, but I'm not sure about that better coming, but I'm not
sure about the offer.
I'm not sure about this one.
And
I don't think it's
think
it's worth jeopardizing what I've already got.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I've been hearing.
Okay.
And so you got maybe two or three people brainstorming, thinking the same thing, feeling the same thing, and and you make your judgment from there. And I feel like this might not be it. I feel like that's what the reading was saying, that you did something there and kind of like sit on it because there's something bigger and better coming. Because you have a few other things out there that you're hoping come through.
Yeah.
Or you will have. So.
Yeah.
And now, in order to get that and make it work, I feel like I'm going to have to be willing to change something about myself or learn something. So I feel like there's continued training or education coming for you, or it will be an issue. So be willing to do that.
Okay.
If it becomes an issue, don't let it scare you, or don't let it be a deciding factor.
Okay.
And I hope I helped you a little. Is there anything else you want me to touch on? Or?
Yeah, I wanted to touch on my romance.
Interesting.
My roommate.
Okay.
I don't know where that's going, and it's kind of scaring me because he's been kind of distant.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I feel like he don't know where it's going either, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And if he don't know, who does? So.
Yeah.
But I'm still hearing a partnership and a joint connection here, so I kind of want to give him till the end of August, I would anyway, before I really started panicking or worrying about it.
Because
I feel like for now it's supposed to be there.
Okay.
You understand? And
well,
I think you can hang on. I feel like you can hang on and give it a chance and maybe try to work on it and make it better between now and the end of August. Because I just feel like between now and the end of August, it's a very good cycle and energy for relationships with you and friendships and even some romance.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think I care about him probably more than he...
I know that. That's why I said I don't think he does either. That was the first thing I heard Spirit say.
Yeah.
So he's kind of dreaming. Is he a dreamer, a daydreamer?
Yes. Yeah, he is. He always has these big plans about stuff. And.
Yeah, I'm getting that. I just feel like he's there dreaming, and it's just like, hey. So give him until the end of August and try to work on it, because I feel like this is a very good cycle for you with it. In other words, you're going to get help from the stars and from spirit and from intuitive abilities and from desires and appetites. So it's all there, energy. Why throw it away? So I would kind of like hang on maybe until the end of August before you even start really making decisions or thinking about it. Leave everything property-wise and living-wise pretty much the same. I think you'll do fine. I want to get through a job and the financial thing first, really, before I really tackle my relationship thing. So, all right, and let me give you your numbers. I got a 9,
okay.
8, and 2.
Okay.
All right?
All righty.
Okay, Janae, good luck.
Tell your friends
about us.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, Michael Goger, you're in the thoughts. www.michaelgoger.com. I am available for endorsements, commercials, advertising. Give me an email, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. If you have any ideas or anything I can get into, let me know. Email me. And I'm available for private consultations. $35 for a half hour. Just email me. I'll be there for you. Hi, caller. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Kathy.
Kathy?
Yes.
What part of the world?
Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, Canada. Okay. Let's see what we get for you. I love Canadians. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, I think my producer, webmaster, Shailene Bassett figured out why, too, because Shay's got a little bit of mediumship in her, but she don't want me telling nobody. But anyway, we think I was past life a Canadian explorer.
Cool.
And that's the connection to the Canadians, because forever, for 10 years, I've been saying, I love Canadians. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
So, And most of my internet friends are Canadian, and my help is a Canadian. So, anyway, if you're out there and you're Canadian, I love you. Someday I want to come up on vacation. Okay. Kathy, I want you, I'm getting some drama, and my head is spinning, and I need help from professionals. I feel like I will get that for some reason. Advisors of some kind. I'm hearing the right man for the job. I keep hearing the right man for the job, and he's a professional, and he's there, and he's going to get the job done. I'm hearing medical or legal or financial. It can be either realm right now at this time. I could pinpoint it later maybe, but okay. I'll go to those three realms, leaning towards maybe medical. And I'm also hearing the boss understands. I don't know what that is, but things are going to be okay at the work end, and they're going to be supportive, I'm feeling. And major influence with this professional, with this person that's helping me. Major influence in my life. It's like my rock at Gibraltar. He makes me feel strong and comfortable, too. Situation, something that I feel like I'm on a spinning wheel, a little dizzy, my head's spinning. My head's spinning for some reason. And I feel like maybe borderline, even upset. I'm not sure what this is, but up and down, all around. And it's about to slow down, and I'm going to get lucky, too. I got a real lucky break coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I keep hearing lucky, 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 lucky break, lucky break. It's going to slow down a little, and then a lucky break will be coming in.
Like
and,
in finances or...
I feel like I'm in the right place at the right time. I feel like I bump into it. I feel like it's very much needed. I feel like it may be after a letdown and then a blessing, this type of thing. I want to go, I almost want to go relationship even, possibly a new relationship of some kind. I'm leaning towards romance, but doesn't really have to be, but I feel like it's a relationship as far as very deep and could be. Are you in one now, relationship?
A kind of shaky one.
Okay. That's either going to get better or a new one could be coming. It's, so that would require this one ending and another one starting right away. So if
right.
you don't see that happening, I would say this one getting better. So.
Okay.
But just say the spirits and the stars favor your love life and your relationship at this time, between now and the end of August. They're favoring it. And like I said, if you're alone, you won't be. And if you're with someone, it's going to get better.
Okay.
Okay? So, and you can go either or with it. You can even create within it. You can get rid of the one you got and get another one, or make the one you got if you want to keep and make that better. So work with it.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm hearing beginnings with this type of... energy and relationship, and it's in your hands. If you want it to begin, it will, and if you want it to be affectionate and loving, it will be. So, let me see. Let me give you more. Social life is picking up. It's going to be very active between now and the end of August. And I'm getting gifts too. I'm getting a lot going on with you here for the rest of the summer, even. I'm getting some kind of a gift. They got an event coming up, party, anniversary or something. I'm getting gifts and celebrating with that.
Okay.
Could even be a wedding, going to a wedding, getting invited to.
Okay.
And I'm also even a hint of a baby, a new baby, somebody somewhere out there around you saying, guess what? And like I said, again, favoring relationships. I hear it over and over, stars and spirit. Blessing and favoring relationships, not only with you, but with the people around you, if there's anybody having problems.
Okay.
And it's affecting you. And beginnings for you. Beginnings in thought and attitude and atmosphere.
Okay.
Also, I got the power and the understanding to change that and make it happier and more exciting. So keep this in mind. I'm getting a helping hand from spirit, I'm hearing. I need a little boost or a little bit of a help, so it's coming. They're reaching down and they're offering you a helping hand.
Okay.
Okay. And something with a bird. I don't know if you're into birds or something or That makes sense. You got a bird?
I don't, no.
It's weird. You got a bird flying around you. Watch the bird. Watch the bird. So it's a bird with a message. So I don't know.
It's
you
a
might
bird have with a message.
A bird with a message.
Okay.
Well, maybe a bird is going to land in front of you and start singing a song for you.
Okay.
Sometimes the animals and the bugs and the birds, they bring messages. They have a butterfly land on you.
Yes.
Or a deer come out of the woods and stare at you.
Uh-huh.
That's a message from angels and spirits.
Why? Really?
Yeah. Don't you ever hear the trees talking? Or the wind?
No.
Oh, you don't know what you're missing. See, this is what I want to teach. Why aren't we teaching our children these things? Listen to the trees and the wind and the animals. So you may have a bird land on your window and sing a song. It's somebody you love thinking of you or trying to get through or spirits saying hello.
Okay.
Okay?
So finances are good?
I do feel good with finances. Is that what you were wondering about?
Yes.
Okay. I do. Are you in transition? Changing jobs? Or looking or?
Kind of looking, yes.
Okay. Let's see. Pay. That's what I think the lucky break is. What I heard before.
Okay.
That's what I think the lucky break was. You're going to bump into somebody that knows somebody or a connection of some kind. Or something you initiated may come through when you least expect it. I'm hearing, because I'm hearing a good opportunity is going to be handed to you.
Awesome.
Okay, and it's almost like a godsend, something that you want or happy with, or you desire, or you've been hoping for.
Yes, and I have some health issues too, and I.
Health issues. I went right to,
yes,
and
you did.
It was covered by spirit almost.
Okay.
You got the right man for the job. You got a doctor and somebody treating you.
Yes.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay. Is he strong? You feel good with him?
Yes, so far.
Yeah, I feel like he's my rock of Gibraltar. I feel like he's the right man for the job. That was the first thing that they told me.
Okay.
And it was either medical or other things, but I was leaning towards medical.
Yes, you were, and I was just waiting to see if anything else came up before
you
said anything.
Yeah, me too. That's how I read. And, let me see. So pay attention to unexpected run-ins to connections that have offers with them.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, tell your friends about us.
We will.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, numbers. I got numbers for you, 14, 10, and a 1. If you're still there, are you hung up already?
I'm here. What do the numbers mean?
Could be a special day on the calendar coming up. Put a dollar on them.
Okay.
Give them to a numerologist. There might be a message there.
Okay.
I just haven't had time to explore them.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I just relay them.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you want a reading, give me a ring. I'm Michael Goger. If you just joined us, Michael Goger, www.michaelgoger.com. I'm here every Sunday. Your Inner Thoughts is my show. I'm your host. I will be bringing a guest out shortly. I'm going to do one more reading. If there's a caller, I'll take it. If not, I'll talk for a few minutes, whatever. But the guest today will be... I'm sorry, I said I'm going to bring a caller out. I'm sorry. I'm going to bring a guest out in a few minutes. And the topic of the show and the interview will be organ donation. So I don't mean to make anybody queasy or offend anyone or put anybody on the spot, but I believe that awareness and communication is our only way. And this is a good way of getting that out there. Caller, how you doing?
Good. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Katrina from Michigan.
Michigan, and what was your name?
Katrina.
Katrina.
Yep.
Good. Okay. You're familiar with my reading?
Oh, very.
Okay, good. I'm going to men for some reason. I don't know if that's where you want me to go, but I'm getting mail. I'm getting very active. I feel like it's coming to me or becoming a part of my... You got something going on with a relationship with a male, or?
Just my husband.
Is everything okay? I feel like he's, all of a sudden, he's issue with him. It could be money and business or work. Is he changing jobs or something going on with his job? Or?
Actually, it is a money issue. We have a lot of conflict of where the money should go.
Okay, and I'm feeling that, and that's where I went. It was with hubby and money, and I feel like he might, don't tell him I said this, all right, in case he's bigger than me, but I feel like...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Don't tell him I told you this.
Okay.
Because in case he's bigger than me.
Okay.
But I feel like you should handle the money or you know better. I'm just giving you what Spirit's given me. So, and don't tell him I said it. Don't tell him how to get to the archives.
Okay.
All right? But I feel like you know better, and it seems like you have the touch. You could make it expand where he might spend, so. Or
right.
Think he's doing the right thing, and he's really not, so.
Right.
But anyway, I just wanted to relay that to you. That may help you with the deciding. Maybe your ideas are better. I feel like they are. So just think about it. Don't, you know what I mean? You don't make decisions based on a psychic. You just listen to what they say, and you kind of weigh it in decisions.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like you're right. What's that?
I said that's kind of what I've been doing, just kind of sitting back.
Yeah, you weigh the balance, and this one said this, and you kind of think about that, and it raises your, the biggest thing about a psychic and a reading is it raises your consciousness and awareness, and it brings it to certain areas, so, like the area of maybe your ideas or your touch with money being a little better than his, so. Anyway, and things are changing, too. Who's changing in the job place? Is it you or him, or is it some...
I would like to.
I got some changes going on here, and it's going to come from other men. Like, somebody's going to offer something or give us something or connect us somehow. And I feel like it's an idea or an opportunity or a connection, and I feel like I might have to act quickly on it or make a decision. And it kind of like sets off a cycle of thinking and deciding, this type of thing. So if you got something out there, it may come through, especially if it's a job offer or making money somehow with business or something like this. So,
okay,
great. And it sets off a chain reaction of decision making and changes. And it will be connected to other men, so...
Can you make that change?
Good question. You know, I do. I do. And I feel like it being a good one. I feel like it increases finances. It makes me stronger financially. So I'm leaning towards maybe a job offer or an opportunity to make money being central interest between now and the end of August. So keep that in mind. Okay, and I'm leaning towards you, so it may be you, your career, your money, your idea, your friends.
Good.
So kind of lean towards... What's that?
I said, good, that's what I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, I'm hitting on something then. Am I connecting to something for you?
No, I've just been waiting for me to stop sitting on the sideline and actually do something for myself.
Okay. Well, it's about to happen, and I feel like if and when you get up and go, it's going to go well, or whatever comes to you is going to be okay. So, and money-making, money-minded. And you got some skills here. I feel like you would do well with negotiating or sales or this type of thing. There's some talents of business. I'm hearing business and sales. Maybe it's going to be coming from that realm for you. Business and sales, I'm hearing.
Okay.
Or whoever is connecting or helping you has a connection to business and sales. So I don't know if that makes sense. I'm just relaying it for you, okay?
Sure.
Did you have a question? Did I help you any, or...?
My finances?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. How my finances? My health. How's my health look?
Health? I get funny feelings from you. It's strange. Almost like when you called, it was almost like you really didn't have any one thing in particular. Just what I had to say. So, and that's a good thing. So,
okay, good.
Health, I'm feeling good with health, actually. I'm feeling fine. Are you into metaphysics or dabbling in it or studying it or something with spirituality or metaphysics?
A little bit.
Okay, is there another person that kind of connects with it for you, another female or like-minded individual? I don't know if it's a family or friend or...
my sister-in-law.
I'm not sure. I just feel like he's going to be doing more with this, with like-minded friend on metaphysics and religion and spirituality. I would keep an eye out for that. It may be, what I think they're doing is pushing me towards meditation and yoga and Tai Chi and exploring my inner to help my health. So if you ever thought about it, there's something to think about, okay?
Right.
Explore meditation and yoga or something like this, something where I could focus on myself and help myself focus and center. I feel like it's needed to be heard to you, so it could be something you can get into there. And I want to pay attention. Boy, again with dreams, I feel like I'm going to be given something in a dream. So pay attention to your dreams. There's going to be a message or a missing link given to you, or an answer to some question that you may have. So do pay attention to your dreams between now and the end of August. And I feel like not all the facts are in on some things with you. You're kind of up in the air a little bit with career and different directions, and it's going to come together, and you're going to be given direction one step at a time. So don't. I feel like scattered, and I just want to know where it's coming from, or what I'm going to be doing, how I'm going to be doing it. And it's going to be given to me,
and it will be
in spirit's time and in pieces. So, and it's going to come through friends and an intuition and this type of stuff. So be open to that. And you may even find yourself studying something or learning something or wanting to, or somebody inspiring or wanting to do it with you. So pay attention to that, too.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll give you some numbers and I'll let you go. I have, I got 12, I got 13, interesting, and I got... 11, that's interesting. 11, 12, and 13.
All right.
Okay, you got some interesting days coming up, or put a dollar on it, or just kind of write them on the calendar.
All right. My sister's supposed to be coming up around the 13th or 14th from Florida to visit.
Oh, and I was being pulled to another person bonding and influencing and inspiring you, especially spiritually and mentally.
Yes.
I got a feeling it's going to be interesting, this visit.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, blessings. Thank you. Tell your friends, tell your sister about me.
I did.
Okay.
Actually, you talked to my sister-in-law earlier.
Oh.
And I told her about you.
Good. The calls today have been nice, different.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And continue to tell your friends and family, and you have a nice day.
You too.
Okay, thank you. And if you're just joining, I'm Michael Goger. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I basically do nonstop free psychic readings and for the listening audience. And I have just started flirting with being a talk show host, and I have a guest at every show, and we take a break and bring them on at 2 p.m., and I interview them. Give them a quick little reading, and then I'll either continue taking calls or the guest will be with me and you can ask them questions about the topic of the show. I think it's a refreshing type of format and would even make a good TV show. So who knows? Let's see what happens with this. And Don, the boss, if you're listening, I will take that break now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. Welcome back to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. You're listening to BBS Radio, the biggest, best internet radio station on the planet. I come back with a guest, Christina Smoot, and she is the mom of Tyler Smoot. And our show today, my guest interview today with Christina is about organ donation and the awareness of it and the importance of it and having somebody you love in need of an organ and not knowing how to handle it, where to go, what to do, and what life is like loving somebody that does need an organ. So welcome to the show. Christina Smoot, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's Tyler? Is Tyler in the background listening?
Yeah, he is in the background. He's listening in the other room right now.
Good. Tyler, you can hear us. Welcome to the show, and it's a pleasure. You touched my heart, buddy, and you basically changed my life, and you woke me up. You raised my awareness, and I'm going to do something on air today in honor of you, and I'll tell the people about it later. And Tyler, you'll also be back next month with the Make-A-Wish show that I would like to do, bringing some awareness to the folks that at Make-A-Wish. Okay, now I'm going to go back to your mom, Tyler. So, Christina, a mom with a sick baby. Scary, huh?
Yeah, it is.
When did
it
really start?
It really is.
Well, how old was Tyler when it started?
Tyler was 3 months old when, well, we noticed it pretty much right off the bat when he came home from the hospital.
Okay.
And we knew there was something wrong with him, but we couldn't quite pin it down, so we kept taking him in to the doctors and the hospitals, and they just said that, you know, it was normal things, colic, you know, spitting up. And then at 3 months old, I was going to make him a bottle, and when I went to go take him the bottle, he wasn't breathing. And so I picked him up and ran with him down the stairs and was kind of like freaking out, like, what do I do, you know?
Yep.
So I ended up resuscitating him getting a hold of 911, but they had come to get him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tyler, you know, he was then taken to the hospital, and he had another cardiac arrest at the hospital. And they kind of had pushed me out of the room and, you know, said to go sit in a waiting room. They had come and said that Tyler had died and that he was gone for a little bit over 10 minutes and that he probably wouldn't make it. The speculation came down to where it was about me and my care for Tyler and thought that maybe in some way that I had neglected him somehow.
Oh, my God.
And so Tyler, you know, there was really not a great chance of his life, and they ended up transporting him to a hospital in Chicago, downtown Chicago. And Tyler was there for 3 months, and this is where they figured out that Tyler had two cardiac arrests within one day, and he ended up having kidney failure.
Right.
And one kidney had failed down to about 10%, while the other one just, you know, 90%.
Right.
And but then they found out that his bladder didn't work either, and this
right.
was the cause of the kidney failure, actually, is because Tyler was born with a non-functional bladder,
right.
and that just means that it just doesn't work. They call it a neurogenic bladder.
Yep.
And so Tyler had to have, you know, his bladder brought to the surface of his belly
right.
for a few years, and then had it taken back down when he was about 2 years old.
Wow.
And at this time, they had taught us how to catheterize Tyler and how to, you know, they said that he would never have a functioning bladder and that
wow.
this would be the rest of his life. And
yep.
so Tyler was fine, just a lot of infections, you know,
yep.
He seemed to go backwards in learning a lot. So every time he would go into the hospital or you know, he would just seem to backtrack a lot.
Okay.
And so at 8 years old, Tyler, Tyler's kidney, the other kidney, had failed
right.
and was
wow.
poisoning his body.
Wow.
So it had to be removed. And, you know, it's been See, it's probably been about 6-7 years, and the other kidney, it just failed really fast.
Right.
It wasn't sick. Tyler was having issues with catheterizing himself.
Very
and
difficult.
He would neglect himself, and that is what caused his kidney to fail.
Wow. Very difficult.
And
wow.
It was a buildup of scar tissue.
Right. Right.
So the constant buildup of scar tissue just kept taking the kidney out.
Yeah.
So now we're down to about 15% of the last kidney.
Okay.
And Tyler is going to be 15 in August.
Okay.
And everything is just so different right now because now it's come down to the process of getting an organ and then, you know, possible dialysis before the organ. And
right.
I just, you know, I didn't think it was going to come. And I thought that we were going to get past this. You know, I thought that things would get better. Yeah, and then... Yes, I've been anticipating this for such a long time, almost 15 years.
And now it's obvious that basically...
Now it's right in my face. Now it's right in my face, and it's the scariest thing ever. You know, I can't even tell you how scary this is.
Okay. Well, you're sliding down a rope, and eventually at the end of the rope is needing a kidney.
Right.
And your time is limited because we're getting there. And now they go by, with organ donation, they go by percentages. The organ has to be at a certain percentage before they can even put you on the list.
Right.
Okay. And
right.
Then,
and, you know, all the laws are different in each state, but the thing is that in order to get onto a list, you have to get down to almost failure, which is about 10%.
Right. And then when you get on the list, there's thousands ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, it's
not
first come, first serve. It's first need, first get, you know, which is understandable.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
really understand.
Okay, so it don't go by first come, first serve? Or
no,
who needs it the most?
Who needs it the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That is even mind-boggling.
I know.
Who gets to decide? And
it's so many. Yeah, you know what? They have an organ donation registry.
That's
pretty much who decides.
Okay, now is the list global, national, international, statewide? How is the list?
The list is state by state.
State by state.
State by state. So if you want to be in another list, you'd have to sign up in another state. You know, it's not like...
So if I'm looking for an organ, if I had money and I was looking for an organ, I would look up what state moved the quickest and I would go there.
Yeah.
And become a citizen or
yeah,
whatever.
But you also, you know, you also need to be within like 6 hours of getting there because the organs,
okay. Now, I'm looking over some of this stuff. There's so much to talk about this, and I want to do a good show. And this show touched my heart because when I seen Tyler's, I found Christine. I was checking my website, and I have an online chapel at my website with a prayer list. You can go there and pray and look at the list for people who want prayers. And I go there every day and say a prayer. And nobody ever goes there. But I went there one day, and Christine had pray for my son. And my wife was in back of me, and she went, uh-oh. And I said, you want to look first or me? And she goes, you look. So I went and looked, then I went to Tyler's website. I meant, you know, look at his website. So I seen his face and the story, and here I am, and I'm not going to let go. I kind of like adopted Tyler. Tyler, if you're listening, you'll be connected to my website forever on the guest page and with your story. And that's how I found you, Tyler, through your mom and her request. And I'm just telling the audience that, too. Now, I'm looking at some of the donor stuff here, Christine. One person could help 50 people.
Right.
And it's probably even more. I think some of the info I have here goes back to 2003. So this is 2007, so...
Yeah, it's crazy because one person can save, you know, about 52 people. It's just, it's amazing to know that.
And it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you don't have spiritual reasons not to do it, it's a no-brainer. I mean,
right.
And Tyler, I hope you're listening, Tyler, because I'm going to do this right here on air. I got my driver's license on the back, it's whether you're a donor or not, I'm checking that. I'm also told my family and my doctor, and I'm doing this in your name, bro. And when I go, whoever I help, it'll be because I met you. And I, especially my eyes, I got beautiful eyes, so whoever gets them is going to enjoy them. And it's going to be because of Tyler Smoot and whatever else I can help. I know as you get old, the organs wear down. Some of them aren't reusable. And anybody that's listening, I didn't do this because of laziness and not knowing, and not because I didn't care or I was ignorant. I just never thought about it. And when I met Tyler, all of a sudden it was like spirit was screaming at me. You're an organ donor now. So, and if you're listening and you feel the same way I do, check your license. Leave a note for your family member. Tell your doctor. There's even a website, HTTP and all the numbers and dots, organdonor.gov. Go there. Register there. There's many different ways to become a donor. Christine, maybe you can even throw in a few ways and say it better than I can.
Yeah, you know, the best way to go is go into UNOS. It's I think it's HTTPUNOS.org. And, man, there's so many different places. Your Secretary of State also, you can also sign up with them.
Yep.
And, you know, the laws are changing. So some places where you have signed up already are changing their laws, and that you would have to re-sign up again because the list would have been dropped. But the new laws establish that you will be given the full right of saying that you don't have to go through your family at all.
Good, good.
Yeah,
good.
So, you know, it's your say and that's it, and
good.
You don't need to go through family or get family consent
good.
At all. Yeah, it's really good. And I, you know, I wasn't an organ donor either.
See?
Yeah, and you know what? And having Tyler really changed me too.
Same. So that's two people.
Yeah, and he's remarkable. I mean, it's so funny how something that, you know, is put right in your face makes you change everything that you ever thought. You know, because I was stubborn. I was like, nobody's cutting up my body.
Right.
Nobody's touching me, and nobody's doing nothing like that with me. And you know, when my mom. My mother passed away when I was a kid, and my mother was pretty ill, but she gave away her eyes. And I remember getting the letters from the two families of the people who had received the eyes.
See?
Yeah, and she made two blind people see.
Yep.
And
you know,
it was the most amazing thing, but I was still stubborn.
It is. It almost makes dying more pleasurable. If I can give sight to an elderly person or a child, and somebody can see because of my eyes, just, you can't stop me from doing this now. And that's how I feel about it. Think about that. If you can save one dying child or anybody, it doesn't even have to be a child, think about that, what that would be like, the legacy that you would leave behind, you know, and... So you couldn't stop me from doing this now. And if it's not done, I'm going to be upset. So I'm going to make sure it's done. And they can have whatever they need. If it'll help somebody, take it. So, and believe me, you're not going to need it. I'm going to say this, please. Don't send me no email saying, when you don't need your body, when you cross, you pop out. It's just like stepping out of your car. That's exactly what it's like. And, you're not your body. It's only a car that you're using. And let them use it. Let them help somebody. Let them heal someone. Let them make a difference in somebody's life. And I'm looking at some of this info. It's kind of old. There's 82,000 people on a national waiting list. There are some areas of the world that have systems where there is not even a waiting list, from what I've been reading. They use a system called opt-in instead of opt-out. Instead of the person needing to designate they're a donor, they're automatically considered a donor unless they change that. And that eliminated a waiting list for organs. Now, I really, if anybody out there with some pull in Washington or with the lawyers or the people in power, this is something that could be explored. Everybody is considered a donor unless they take a pen out and change it. That may save thousands and thousands and thousands of sick people. So that's just a thought. And now, there's so much info on this show. Tyler, I'm not going to talk to you today. Don't feel slighted, bro, because we're going to spend an hour next month anyway on your journey with Make-A-Wish. So you'll get your time to talk with me. Because there's so much info about you, buddy. I just want to make sure I get everything out there. There is a fundraiser going on. It's being held by the Community Baptist Church in Warrenville. The address is at my website. Again, it's Hyla's guest page, promotional page. You can always go there and get his email, the address of the church, the reverend that's running it, and his PayPal information if you'd like to donate, because there is a fundraiser going on. His medical costs are going to skyrocket beyond belief, and there's a lot of needs for somebody that's going through what Tyler's going through. PayPal, I'll give it to you once. Tyler's PayPal donation link is images, IMAGES 982003@yahoo.com. That would be the donation link at PayPal. And then the address for the church is care of Reverend Diane Merrill Pomeroy, Community Baptist Church, P.O. Box 390, Warrenville, Illinois, 60555-0390. And the information will be linked at my site as long as I'm alive. So if you don't remember it, it's there for you. His story is also, there's a link for a newspaper with his story in it if you'd like to know more about and see what they've been doing for Tyler. Newspaper-wise, he also has a website, www.tigerhawk.com/Tyler/. I'm going to let the mom say it again because I'm not very good at reciting websites. I think I have some visual things going on there. Christine, you want to recite Tyler's website?
Okay. Yeah, it's... I didn't even pull it up yet either.
I got it in front of me.
Okay, it's http://www.tygerhawke.com/Tyler. It's TYLOR/.
Very good.
Okay.
And that's Tyler's website.
Tyler's website that was started from a friend that I had met in Pal Talk who offered to do Tyler's website. Yeah, so I met some great people. That's how I found out about you, Michael, was through a friend of mine from Pal.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You want to give that friend a kudo? He's a webmaster. You want to mention?
Yeah, I do. Her name is Dawn, and her screen name is Lilith.
Okay.
And she has done such a great job on the website.
Awesome.
Great job.
Awesome. See how it works? See how spirit moves?
You know, spirit woke me up at 2:30 in the morning to get on the computer, and I didn't want to get on the computer. Spirit told me to write about Tyler's story and to make a difference. And when I got on the computer, I had just met her a couple times, and I just said, "Hey, how are you doing?" And I said, "You know, I'm working on this story, and it breaks my heart every time I start to write it." And she said, "Hey, I could offer you a website for free."
Wow.
And I was like, "Really?" And she's like, "Yeah." And I'm just like, "Wow."
Wow.
And then Spirit said, "Okay, you can go to sleep now."
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like.
Okay.
That was crazy. It was loud. I heard that one.
Okay, good. And then you found me and left a prayer request. And,
yep.
And nobody goes to my chapel.
I go into all the chapels.
Yep.
I do. You know, I just, I feel like, you know, I need that.
Yeah.
I need that. And I feel it here.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
I know.
I'm
in there. I go there every day and I say a quick prayer. And it's always like one or two old requests has been there, and that's it. And then all of a sudden yours was there, and I said, "This is from Spirit, and this is about to change my life forever." So I went from not even thinking about it to being a donor, organ donor. And meeting Tyler. And Tyler, I'm your man. I'm gonna get you a kidney, bro. If I can get you a kidney, I know live donors are rare. It's usually between family and friends. But I have read stories where somebody said, hey, I'll give you a kidney. And if that happens today or somewhere in the future, I'm going to do my best, buddy, one way or another. So be strong. Take care of your mom. I'm going to do your show. You have Make-A-Wish thing coming up with the dog, I think your mom said, Christine. Is gonna,
yeah, that was his wish was...
The bounty
his
hunter?
Wish was to go meet Dog the Bounty Hunter in Hawaii.
Good, good.
And
good.
It's definite, the Hawaii is definite. We're just not sure yet if Dog will be definite yet.
Good, good.
That's
good.
His wish, yeah.
Good, because I want to do a story on Make-A-Wish, and I'm going to use Tyler again. I don't mean to use you like this, Tyler, but it's the best way of doing it, and I'm gonna cover you and your Make-A-Wish journey. Christine, I usually, is there anything we missed or anything you want to say real quick? I want to give you a little reading and then maybe get some questions from the listeners or just continue doing readings and you can hang on or say goodbye or anything you'd like to do. What did we miss? We miss anything about the story? I don't want to miss anything because...
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that the number actually is up to 96,000. It's almost up to 100,000 people waiting for an organ. That's as of today, right now, at this time.
Wow.
You know what? When we started this, it was at 55,000.
See?
We started this back in, like, 92, and it was at 55,000, and now it's almost 100,000, and it's... You know, it's the saddest thing because I'm telling you, only about 6,000 people a year will get a transplant.
I know.
While the numbers are going to always be building, you know, and everybody, you know, we just, it's so scary. It really is, you know, and if we can save 52 people with just signing the back of our license or just letting people know or, you know, these people need us. They need us to make that gift.
Yes, they do. And we can make a difference.
Yeah, we can.
And communication and awareness, believe me, is our biggest ally.
Yep.
I cannot express that strong enough. That's what spirits keep screaming. Communication and awareness and networking.
Right.
That's why Spirit gave us the internet, because it is the most important talent that we have. And that's how things get done. And I look at my grandsons, and if they needed a kidney, I would say, do it now. Here's mine. I would be the first one in line, and I would pray to God I was able to do it.
Yeah, I was the first one in line.
Yeah, I mean...
And they said it because I was a single mother that they wouldn't even look at me to take it from me.
There was no way of fighting that?
Well, no, because I was just like, okay, come on now. And they said, well, you know, if something happens to you, you're leaving... three children behind.
True.
And I was adopted, so my family doesn't have the same blood type as I do.
Oh, wow. Now, what about his brothers and sisters? Is that feasible?
Well, because you cannot donate an organ if you're under the age of 18.
Right, okay.
So you have to be of age in order to donate.
Okay. So then it's one being left on from a list or a live donor. And
no, we've got a couple people waiting to be tested, but just because of the laws, it doesn't permit it yet.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're not even at that stage yet where we can be tested.
Yeah.
We just have people waiting to be tested.
Huh. Okay. What's going to change that? What's
His percentage. Once his percentage goes down.
Oh, okay. So everything relies on that percentage.
Right.
And then you're in a race for your life.
Right. Pretty much.
As soon as you get to the last string, they say, okay, now you can compete and hope and pray you win. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's sad because that whole, whole process of having to go through dialysis and...
That's scary.
Yeah,
it is.
Especially, it's crazy.
I mean, I can see I'm 50 years old. If I could mentally, emotionally, but for a child or... a parent of a child, it's tough. I pray that somebody out there is hearing this show or someday in the future listens to it and and is able to make a difference. And Christina and Tyler, I hope to be a superstar someday, a media or a radio anyway, and your story will always be with me. And the cause will always be in my heart, no matter how big I get, no matter where I go. Organ donation is always going to be something you hear from Michael Goger. And it's always going to be on my sites and wherever I go. So, and I hope I can help somebody somewhere. Okay, Christina, is that good?
That's great.
Okay, you need to take a break?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, and I'll just talk to the audience. Let me know
okay.
when you're back.
Go ahead.
Okay, everybody, as soon as Christina, she's taking a little quick break, a couple seconds, and I'm going to give her a quick psychic reading, and then we'll take some questions for the audience. If you got any questions on organ donation or where to send some help if you have something that can help Tyler and his mom, or if you have some information, or if you know somebody that can help, or any type of help that we can get Tyler is what I'm looking for. I'm adopting Tyler, and he's probably going to know me for the rest of his life, and I'll probably know him for the rest of my life, and I want to see that boy get a kidney and heal and have a normal life and not have to put up with this no more. Just think, if Tyler was given a nice new kidney, all of this would go away, and it would be a blessing. So if you know something or someone, please contact Tyler's mom, Christine, and his fundraising foundation at the church one way or another. His information is all over the front page. I'm looking for his email. I don't have his regular email, but I'll get that from mom and Christine, and his website is definitely there. You can get to Tyler from his website, and anything with organ donation, http://organdonor.gov/donor/index.htm. That would be your organ donor website, so if you need any information on that, and okay, Christina is back. Christina, you have an email if anybody wants to communicate with Tyler. Does he have an email?
Tyler had an email. He forgot the password again, so
okay.
we're setting him up another one. But my email address is Christine's Voice. It's christinesvoice 777 at yahoo.com.
Good. And like I said, contact Christine's mom if you know someone or something or can help in any way. They would guide you from there. And if you are already on top of things and you just want to send something, the Community Baptist Church in Warrenville, care of Reverend Diane Merrill Pomeroy, and the PayPal account, images 982003@yahoo.com, and it's also at my website and Tyler's page. Okay, Christine, little treat. I want to give you a quick little reading, and then we'll see what the callers have to say.
Okay.
All right? How you feeling, all right?
I feel good. I do. I feel really good.
You did good. You did
Thanks.
Good, Christine.
Thanks.
Proud of you.
I am too, actually. I rock.
Yes, you did. I waited.
I was nervous. I was nervous, and I just meditated it away. It was like, come on, you know, you can do this. This is what you've been waiting for.
Yes, you did well. I waited a month for this. This is something totally out of my water. My friends are saying to me, what are you doing?
I know. I got a lot of emails from your friends saying that this is great and that they're totally behind you.
Good. They're saying you're an entertainer. What are you doing? And I say, look, I got to do this. I'm being commanded to do this, and I got to do it. So, and I want it to be a part of me. I want to do a lot more of it. So, anyway, Christine, you got this female presence right now. I don't know if this was moms and grandmoms in heaven. I feel like this is spirit. They're very close to you. I don't. A female spirit, why would a female spirit be very close to you? I'm going to leave that with you, but she is, and she's sending her love. send in some kind of a flower. Usually it's a rose, but I've never seen a flower like this before. I don't know what it is. I'm not too well with flowers, but it's a white flower. And it's different looking, and she's handing it to you. She's saying she loves you. So I don't know if it's grandmom or friend, but it's an older female. I'm hearing older. It's older in spirit, loving you and guiding you. And I'm feeling another female around you, too, and physical, too, making a difference. Interesting. I got a feeling you're going to be contacted by this. Somebody in your life that's a female that's either in your life now or will be real soon, and it's going to be connected to this. Why am I saying doctor? A female doctor. She's going to be a help somehow. So, is Tyler's doctor a female?
Yeah, Tyler's doctor is a female. She actually is the one that had found a way to make it so that Tyler could have the transplant. Because Tyler just got accepted for the transplant, actually, on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your reading is right on.
Yeah, it's great.
Right on. Being brought right to this female doctor.
She's a great doctor. She really is.
She is. She's like connected like we are. She's got the same feeling I got. Like, I got to do this. And she's connected and above and beyond. And she's going to make a difference. She has a connection above and beyond. Just not just a doctor and patient, but there's an emotional, a spiritual connection here. And she's going to be not only a very good friend, but she's going to do her very best, and she means her very best to help you and Tyler. So you're in the right hands. Keep that in mind. We look like we got a good team coming together here for you, Tyler, if you're listening. Spirit is also hearing it and putting together a commando team. I'm going to get you a kidney, buddy. And I feel like it's been a little rough financially, relationship-wise with a few things, and it's going to get better. Spirit wants you to know it's definitely going to turn around. By the middle of August, end of August, things are going to be more pleasant for you as far as chemistry goes with other people and friendships. And I feel like there'll be new friends, too, supportive. And I just feel like it might take a little while longer to feel okay with the people around me. I feel like I feel out of sorts for some reason. With the people I come in contact with, or the people it's a weird feeling. It's like friendships or relationships have been a little strained, not a major issue, but, and it could be for a few different reasons, different stress or finances, and these things are going to clear for you, Christine, I'm hearing to tell you. They're going to clear. And one of the most important things right now is to relax and have fun and guard your finances. I want to be careful what I spend between now and the end of August, okay? Don't do anything off the wall or a little, you know what I mean? Kind of, you might be tempted to maybe spend a dollar or two more than you got. And you don't want that to happen until like the end of August. And, Let me see. What else am I hearing here? And security coming to you, security and peace. So I do feel things are going to turn out well overall, really. And you are blessed. Spirit is watching. Is your grandmother or mother passed?
My mother passed, yeah. And
okay.
Grandmother on my father's side had passed also.
Okay. Now, you got a female in spirit that is working overtime in spirit. To make things happen for you.
I bet.
And she gets what she wants, she's saying. So.
Yeah. I've noticed my mother a lot within the last 2 years.
Okay.
A lot. I hear her.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gifted also myself, but I can hear her. And
yeah.
And she tells me that everything's going to be fine. And then
she says that
things are not always as they seem.
Right. And what did she do in life? Was she a boss or a supervisor? Was she into the earth and growing, or?
She was a nurse, operating room nurse.
Oh, okay. I wonder.
And she was actually she loved to plant, so she did have lots of gardens, and she loved the outdoors and.
Yeah. She's saying this plant is magical and it'll take care of you, and she's handing it to you. And
I wonder if it's a lotus flower, because I'd been given a lotus flower.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it actually had changed colors while it was in my hand.
Oh, wow.
So it changed from white to blue.
Wow.
Yeah, it was in a pool of water with Tyler swimming in it. And this is how everything had, I did realize that things were going to change.
Wow.
They were giving me signs.
Wow.
And told me.
And now
yeah.
they're showing me the flower, and they're saying, just tell her about this flower.
Yeah, the flower, I won't forget it. It's
yeah.
weird because, yeah, they, I had saw Tyler in Astral, and he was in this pool, and it had these flowers floating on top, and I didn't know what kind of flowers they were, but I had picked
wow.
one up,
wow.
and I could actually feel it.
Okay.
I could feel it in my hand,
yeah.
but it was white when they showed it to
yeah.
me, and it changed to blue. But they
wow.
said that they were going to heal Tyler.
Wow, wow.
So.
And she gave me this white flower, and I said I'd never seen one like this before.
Yeah,
so.
I didn't even know what the flower was either.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah.
So it's either mom or grandmom, and they're very dominant. I can see them giving orders and directions. And
right.
people are listening, and,
yeah.
and they're getting things done, and they're watching over. Moving or relocating? You got to move or something like this, or putting.
You know what? I had to pack up, but I just got new carpet.
Oh.
So we actually are looking like right now. We look like we're about to move, but it's not. We are. Yeah, we're actually going to unpack it.
Interesting.
Yeah, we just got new carpet throughout the entire place yesterday, so we had to, like, move our rooms around while they were doing carpet.
Okay, because it's making me feel like exactly what you're saying, the boxes and you're moving.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing putting down roots, and I was confused. So you are staying there. That would mean putting down roots.
Yeah, we're just
going to
change it around again. It's
okay.
different. It's almost like a cleansing, cleaning up the house. And,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think I'll leave you with that, Christine. I got some numbers real quick I'll give them to you. You can write them down. I got a 4, a 5, 13, and 6.
Awesome.
Interesting numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you comfortable? How you doing, all right?
I'm good.
Good, and I hope the reading, I hope you enjoyed your reading.
I did. It makes me feel very, very comfortable.
Okay. Do you want to stay online and see if there's any questions on organ donation from the audience? Or,
sure, I would love to.
Keep in mind it may turn into just a reading, and it'll be a quick little reading while you listen. And
it's okay. I'd love to listen.
Okay, good. Because what I'm concerned about is there might be something for you, Tyler, or even a question about organ donation, and we can address it.
Okay.
Okay, and Don, if you have any calls, I'm willing to take calls. And
Hi, Michael.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How'd you like the show?
I've just heard part of it because I've been outside, but it's pretty good.
Okay. You calling for a little bit of a reading? Or?
I am, please.
Okay. What's your first name?
Helena.
Helena, you got a question that I can focus on? I think I can move quicker if I...
Absolutely.
Okay, give me a question.
Well, two things. I mean, when will my finances improve? And I'm worried about the health of my cat, so...
Helena, that's three questions now. All right, no, I'm only kidding you.
All right,
I'm just trying to get you to laugh.
Okay.
I'm going to give you what I can. You're wondering about the health of your cat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you threw in your finances.
Yeah, that's big.
Okay, and I think you said finances first, then the health of the cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then there was another one you were going to sneak in. What was that?
No, actually, those two were it.
Really? That's all
you're
worried about?
Well, no, I'm worried about a whole bunch of things, but trying to keep it to one, I gave you two rather than ten.
I'm only kidding you. I'm teasing you. You know, everybody is always in a constant state of worry and thinking and creating, and the more we slow that down and the more we make it peaceful, the better off we'll be, because nothing's going to happen to you that spirit don't know about and that they don't know is going to happen. So, in other words, everything happens for a reason. And is for our own benefit, believe it or not. Even the bad things. I know it's hard to understand. I just fully don't understand it. But anyway, Helena, I'm going to money. I feel like there's going to be a male invested in this somehow or connected to your finances and money.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the men that come to you within the next 30 days. They're going to make a difference one way or another, either helping you or advising you or giving you something. So... stay on top of that. There's a touch where it could be romance, but fleeting in a way, and touchy, or building up and then winding down a little. So there could also be this with romance with you and finances, okay? So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I do feel whatever your situation relationship-wise now is going to change some. And I don't think you're in, I'm feeling like there isn't one now. Is that my correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so I feel like there may be some either fantasizing or talking or thinking or changing or actually something coming in, but be careful not to misinterpret it or to make more out of it than what it is.
Mm.
And go slow with it, okay?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to smother the beauty and the magic. Okay, if you see something developing, you don't want to overwhelm it with energy. Just fall back and enjoy, like it's a flower budding and coming to life, or an artist drawing a picture. Just watch it happen and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't flood it with emotion and energy. So, and with you, I need to tell you this, because you might bump into somebody that gives you this feeling, and you want to keep it, stay on top of it.
And I've done that before, so you're really right.
Especially with you could be a problem, because I feel like you can overwhelm emotionally. If I was flirting with you and you caught it, I think you would overwhelm me. This is what I'm feeling from spirit, so be careful not to do that. Just kind of flirt back a little and just kind of like interact with it and enjoy it. Somebody coming or going, there must be somebody new coming to you. It's got the juices flowing, or you heard about it, or you're going to hear about it. Somebody in the area, or somebody that has an interest in you, or you have an interest in them, may be coming or leaving. I feel like they're coming, though, or coming and then going to leave again, or they're moving on business or something like this. So keep that.
Okay.
Watch for that. And again, it's going to bring the thoughts of changing my relationship status or my energy with relationships. I'm going to start thinking about it and working towards that happening. Okay. Boy, not a heck of a lot on finances. Almost like everything is going to be all right with finances. And I want to pay... What's that?
I said, yeah?
I do. I feel like it's going to be okay with finances. I'm not really panicking. But I feel like I'm going to hear something, and I'm going to be connected through a male. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
So if you hear, if you're getting some advice or help from a male, listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I feel like it may require you to do something different or learn something different. Keep that in mind. And it's also going to be kind of a slow start, but you may jump into it because I feel like I want to do it, but I'm going to go slow with it.
Okay.
And that's how it unfolds. Now, with the cat, I am getting some... I feel a little erratic energy here. I feel like it's something in the system here. Has the cat been ill?
She's just vomiting a bit. Today she, I've given her some regular food, and I usually give her, like, organic chicken, and she's barfing.
Yeah, I'm ingesting something that bothered my system, but I'm feeling water for some reason. Is the water okay? Is it different? Did you give her a different kind of water or something?
She had spring water, but maybe I'll check her dish again and just see.
Yeah, double check the water or freshen it up or give her a different kind. I feel like the water made my system feel funny because I ingested this. It was either the food, food or water, but I'm leaning towards the water. So you want to double check the water. And I feel like it's going to be okay. I feel like it's got to pass through me, so...
Okay.
I feel like she'll be okay. But keep an eye on the food and the water.
I will do.
So, all right. I hope I helped you.
Tremendously. Big thanks. Just made me feel a whole lot better.
Okay. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you.
And
Michael.
Take the numbers 12, 11, and 6 with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay. You too. All right, everybody. If you're listening to your Inner Thoughts, and I'm your host, Michael Goger. If you'd like a reading, pick that phone up and give us a ring. You know the number. It's all over my sites and in the BBS radio site, MySpace. Oh, another thing. If you want to get in touch with me, add me to your Yahoo and your Pal Talk messages, friend list. Michael_Goger.
Thank you.
Add me. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Good. You enjoying the show today?
I'm loving it.
Good. You have a question for me or organ donation? Or?
This is your webmaster. I just want to remind you that anybody that can't remember the links to go to your website,
yep,
and to click on the upcoming guest link and Tyler's stories there.
Good. Shay, you got through.
I know. I tried and tried and tried, and I finally got through.
I didn't even recognize your voice.
I didn't think you would.
Or your
energy.
And
another thing?
You could have fooled me. You could have said, hi, I'm
Jackie.
Working. What's that?
Your guest book is now working.
Is it?
It was webmaster error.
Oh, you are the best.
Not really. It was an error on my end, so I apologize to anybody that tried to sign your guest book.
Okay. I'm telling you, what would I do without you, Shay? I would be what?
Lots.
Just another
just
pretty
kidding.
Face and chat. You're keeping me up in stars, girl.
Nah.
You're the best. Awesome show today, huh?
Oh, it was incredible.
Yep. And I had your page in front of me, and it makes a difference. You're a true producer of my show. You're in the thoughts and always will be. And we're going to do bigger and better things. It's only going to get better, right?
Yeah, you're embarrassing me.
No, we haven't even started yet. Wait till they want a TV show, you're in the thoughts. And wait till they want to syndicate, you're in the thoughts. You wait. Haven't seen nothing.
I'll pay to see you on TV.
I don't know. I'll think about it. Only if I can sit down behind a big mahogany desk with pretty
doable.
Girls bringing me iced tea.
It's doable.
All right. You want a reading?
Well, you can, or, you know, you can put another caller through. I just called them, you know, make sure you remind them that they can go to your website to,
okay,
to look
okay
at.
And it was too late to stop it, so I opened up my ear, and we're all about business and something new started, work starting.
Oh, good.
Opportunity increase, the beginnings of business and money and work. And it's going to be very beneficial for you. It's only going to get better, and it feels like I'm very much in it. It just started, and or it's about to, so like tomorrow. So, and I got a feeling about this, Shay. I got a feeling it's going to bring you in contact with other people that can do things for you and increase things for you, almost like customers and clients, this type of thing. So, and it's new, and it starts to create. They're showing me networking with this business and this work and these opportunities. So, it's all in line with what you're into. And again, something with a house. Get that house. The house is always on your mind, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. They showed me the picture of this house. All right.
The one across the street from me?
Yeah. There's something changing with that. So keep your ears open over there.
I'm watching daily.
All right. You might see a sign go up or somebody contact knocking on your door asking, I heard you're interested. So keep your eyes and ears open. There's a change going on with that house that's on your mind. I can feel it. I feel like somebody contacting you. It's a male. He likes to talk, and you're gonna feel his energy, and you're gonna notice how he talks.
Oh, good.
So it could be connected with that property or that house, or with business offers or contacts. So
I'll keep my eye open, because last time when you said I was moving, this guy's 3 years ago, and I have to validate you on here, Mike. I said there was no way I was moving, and Mike was right. I did move. And he described the realtor to stay away from to a T, and we avoided buying one house because of what you said, Mike, and we landed in the proper house.
Ain't that something?
And you said it was haunted, and of course you were right.
And you went in there anyway.
I did.
You are something else, and very talented. This lady is so talented. I think she's more of a psychic than me, but she won't tell nobody, and she won't let me talk about it. I think you're an angel sent from heaven sometimes.
Don't make me cry on air.
Well, look how many people I can help. If I get big enough, I'm going to be doing some big-time help, and you're going to be the seed that started it all. So, all right.
It's spirit-led.
Good. And
I mean,
you have
I learned
good
a lot from spirit since I met you, so.
Good, good. It's a blessing. And did you hear me talking about you on air?
I did. You embarrassed me.
How do I sound on radio if you didn't
you
know
sound
me?
Really good.
If you didn't know me, would you say, who is this guy?
No, I know who we are.
You would say, this guy never shuts up, man. Oh, my God.
To the listening audience, he doesn't. Honestly and truly, he doesn't. Be quiet.
I don't. And since I was a baby, it's been like this. My father would just say to my mother, tell him to shut up. Tell him to shut up. But anyway, thank you for calling, Shay.
No, thank you for all you do.
Okay, girl, I'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, everybody, if you want to know more, it's www.michaelgoger.com. My guest was Christine Smoot. The interview was about organ donation and her son, Tyler Smoot, who is basically in need of a new kidney, and we're going to work on getting that for him. And I was just finishing up with some readings. I got to train myself to say goodbye at 5 of, or else I'm going to make everybody in radio mad at me. So and I only got a minute left. Christine, you were a blessing to me in my life. You still there, girl?
I'm here.
Okay, you raised my awareness with your prayer requests, and look what popped out of that, a radio show and friendships galore.
I know,
okay?
I know.
And like I said, Shay mentioned Tyler's story, and his information will be forever at my website, forever, to the end of time.
May I give a thanks to my friends?
Yes, yes, please.
All right. I just want to thank everybody who's listening, all my friends and all my supporters. You know, I have got a great bunch of friends, Yahoo, Pal Talk, MySpace. I just want to let everybody know that I am deeply, deeply thankful for everything, everything. That's it. And just everybody, please, please sign your organ donation card.
Yep.
Sign the back of your driver's license and make sure to tell your family of your wishes.
Yes.
And I thank you, Michael. I'm so glad that I met you, and I'm so glad that Spirit brought us together.
Christine, you changed my life.
Aww.
You changed my life. I'm an organ donor. I mean,
yay.
Before I met you, I wasn't. And somebody out there in the very near future, I don't want to say near future, but... but somebody in the future will wind up with some of my organs, and I am thrilled knowing that that part of me will continue on. And you will be the reason that happens. So I'm very symbolic in life, and it means a lot to me. And thank you, Christine, for sharing your story. Tyler, if you're listening, thank you, bro. You got a team that can't be beat, my man, and we're going to try and do something for you. And I will see you next month, and the show is going to be you, Tyler, next month. You'll be doing with exactly what your mom just did, and we'll be talking about Make-A-Wish. So, everybody, I love yous all. Thank you. www.michaelgoger.com and BBS Radio. You can't beat it. Have a good day. Thank you, and take care.